Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Lee Anderson has defected from the Conservatives to the populist party Reform UK. It's a journey that began with Arthur Scargill's Mine Workers Union and has seen him move increasingly towards the right. But will voters join the Ashfield MP on the latest leg of his political journey? That's after a short break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reform is not the answer. It leaves the door open for Sir Keir Starmer to get in number 10 and undo all the hard work we've tried to do so far.
In January of this year, Lee Anderson was enjoying life as the Conservative MP for Ashfield, Deputy Party Chairman and a presenter on GB News, earning a six-figure salary on top of the pay for his day job. He'd been promoted into the deputy chairman role by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as a way to harness his outspoken man of the people persona and utilise him as a way to reach voters in the Red Wall, mainly seats in Northern England that were traditionally Labour but went Conservative in 2019. But Lee Anderson proved difficult to contain. He quit as deputy chairman over the government's Rwanda bill and was later suspended from the party after refusing to apologise for saying that London's mayor Sadiq Khan was under the control of Islamists. After days of speculation about what he'd do next, he defected to the populist right-wing party Reform.
I will start by saying I want my country back. Over the last year or so, I've had to do a lot of soul searching on my political journey. And he was laughing.
Lee Anderson isn't wrong to say that he's been on a journey. The son of a coal miner who became one himself, he was a member of Arthur Scargill's National Union of Mine Workers and became a Labour Party councillor in 2015. That, however, didn't last long. He was suspended in early 2018 after hiring a digger at his own expense to place heavy boulders at the entrance of a car park in order to stop travellers setting up camp. He was unrepentant, an approach that would remain consistent even if his choice of party did not. Lee Anderson defected to the Conservatives shortly afterwards, standing as the party's candidate for Ashfield in the 2019 election.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Anderson, your parliamentary candidate for the Conservative Party at the next general election. And what I'm about to say is my own personal opinion, nobody else's. I stood on this spot.
But even during the campaign, it became clear that he was a controversial figure, putting out his own videos complaining about nuisances. Opinions,
that these people who have to live somewhere, let's have them in a tent in the middle of a field, 6 o'clock every morning, let's have them up, let's have them in the fields, picking potatoes or any current seasonable vegetables, back in the tent, cold shower, lights out, 6 o'clock. The same the next day. That would be my solution.
Entering Parliament as one of dozens of new faces, Lee Anderson quickly stood out, regularly expressing the kind of pro-Brexit, anti-immigration, culture war views that it was argued had secured the Tories' landslide victory. But he also became a figure for centrists and those on the left to poke fun at, not least when he said he wouldn't watch England play at Euro 2020 in protest at the players taking the knee in support of Black Lives Matter. England finished fourth in the tournament, their best result since 1990.
Wembley is alive and thundering with noise!
He also became known as 30p Lee, after suggesting that there wasn't a massive need for food banks. Instead, he argued, people should simply budget better and offered to cook a meal for just 30p.
We made, I think it was 180 meals for 50 quid, that's 30 pence each. So there's the real proof. So if people want to come here and have a go and we can teach them, then surely they will stand back and say, you know what, he's right, we can cook on a budget, and thank you for doing it.
In February 2023, having been a supporter of Boris Johnson until almost the bitter end, Rishi Sunak made Lee Anderson his deputy party chairman, and not without some concerns being raised both inside and outside the Conservative Party. Unsurprisingly, it didn't take long for him to cause more controversy.
Lee, not for the first time, you have caused total and utter outrage because you've told illegal immigrants to F off back to France if they don't like going on the barges. Lee, you know, all of us at times in life go a bit too far. Are you apologising for the words you've uttered?
No.
Do you not think the use of the F word in this context was perhaps bad taste?
No. I'll tell you what it was, Nigel. It's born out of frustration. It's born out of me being absolutely furious. Not just me that's being furious, my constituents and millions of people up and down the country, and I guess including yourself in this as well.
Lee Anderson occupied a similar role in Rishi Sunak's team to that of former Home Secretary Suella Braverman. Say the unsayable, make provocative comments at arm's length from the Prime Minister in what appeared to be something of a calculation that while Rishi Sunak couldn't get away with it, they could, and the party might reap the rewards. But instead of giving the party a boost, Lee Anderson started to become a liability. We'll have more after the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lee Anderson resigned as deputy party chairman in order to rebel against the government over its Rwanda policy. Except, when push came to shove, he didn't actually rebel.
Tonight, I was going to vote no. I went into the no lobby to vote no because I couldn't see how I could support the bill after backing all the amendments. I got into the no lobby. I spent about 2 or 3 minutes with a colleague in there. The Labour lot was all giggling and laughing and taking the mic, and I couldn't do it in my heart of hearts. I could not vote no, so I walked out and come out, so I've abstained.
Then, in an interview with GB News, Lee Anderson said he thought London and the capital city's mayor, Sadiq Khan, were in the hands of Islamists.
We've got a very cowardly Khan running London. He seems to be letting the not only the Jewish population down, but the whole population of London and Britain as a whole. Now, I don't actually believe that these Islamists have got control of our country, but what I do believe is they've got control of Khan, and they've got control of London, and they've got control of Storm as well.
The Conservative Party suspended Lee Anderson, not for the comments themselves, but for refusing to apologise. In fact, they appeared to bend over backwards to give him a path back. But instead of taking the opportunity, once again, he dug his heels in. He did, however, deny the many widespread rumours that he was planning to defect to Reform. Rumours that turned out to be true.
It is no secret that I've been talking to my friends in Reform for a while, and Reform UK has offered me the chance to speak out in Parliament on behalf of millions of people up and down the country who feel that they're not being listened to.
On Monday, Lee Anderson stood next to Reform's leader, Richard Tice, as he was unveiled as the pro-Brexit, anti-immigration party's first MP.
People will say that I've took a gamble, and I'm prepared to gamble on myself. And like millions of people up and down the country, all I want is my country back.
Lee Anderson won't find out whether his gamble has paid off until the general election later this year. In recent polling, he was highly likely, as a Conservative MP, to lose his seat. As a Reform MP with a large profile, he's given himself another roll of the dice. We'll have to wait and see whether his constituents have joined him on his journey, from Arthur Scargill to the party of Nigel Farage and Richard Tice. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by political editor Kat Neelan and mixed by Imi Harper.
tortoise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.